Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today says it is going to be mainly sunny and we will have a high, well, maybe near 80 degrees for today. Get out and enjoy if you can. Kenosha right now, 67. Burlington, 64. In Milwaukee at 64 and 67 degrees in Racine. A man from Burlington jailed in Minnesota reportedly fled from law enforcement in both Wisconsin and the neighboring state. A state trooper there observing a speeding car on I-90, a license plate that matched a stolen vehicle description. The trooper and Winona County Sheriff's deputies tried to stop it but suspended that chase for public safety. The Olmsted County Sheriff's Office then got a call about an unknown vehicle behind a barn. A state patrol helicopter and a canine were brought in for the response, which led to 49-year-old George Boshuk from Burlington being taken into custody for fleeing a police officer with a motor vehicle and second-degree DWI, among other charges. An 18-year-old student at Shoreland Lutheran High School in Summers was killed yesterday. His 16-year-old brother seriously hurt. Their vehicle, while both were on their way to their second-to-last day of school, crashed into a tree off Highway E. Cameron Knopf, going to graduate Saturday, ejected from the vehicle that he was driving, pronounced dead at the scene. Caden Knopf suffered serious injuries. He was taken by Flight for Life to Children's Hospital. The Kenosha Sheriff's Office says the two were headed east on E. The older brother behind the wheel lost control for some reason, the SUV slamming into that tree. Shoreland Lutheran putting out a message to school families, identifying both the students and saying that they know that they rest in the Savior's arms and that we keep the family, his classmates, and everybody involved in our prayers. State Department of Transportation, they do this for holidays, temporarily going to halt all the construction work, at least on the improvement projects that are across the state, for the big Memorial Day weekend. They'll start it up again next Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock. Things are to shut down around noon or so on Friday. City of Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee supports a proposed policy on the use of room tax proceeds, detailing the desired, appropriate, and lawful use of such funding in relation to both state rules and city budget priorities. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk mentioning they continue the original intent of only funding first-time initiatives, the so-called startups.
The committee made a point that rather than simply saying that we have a preference for those or that we may do those, that you wanted to see language and made it clear that we would only do that. We now have language that makes it very specific, the way that it's been rewritten, to make it clear that the policy would only be, in fact, to fund those first-time or startup initiatives so that we weren't doing ongoing yearly contributions, but that we're really targeting this just to do first-time things.
The committee did not ask any questions about the many pages of documentation for the use of proceeds policy, unanimously recommending its approval to the full Common Council. The next meeting is June the 2nd. Foxconn is calling a report by Nikkei Asian Review regarding its planned facility in Mount Pleasant both inaccurate and not based on any facts. The company says the first phase of production will involve smaller screens for televisions and for monitors, but it is still planning to manufacture large liquid crystal display panels after a short time. Nikkei Asian Review had reported the Taiwanese company was shifting to small to mid-sized displays for companies like Apple and car makers and others, instead of the big panels for televisions. Foxconn put out a statement that said, "We are adopting a phased approach with the construction of facilities that will be a part of the Wisconsin campus to ensure that we continue to meet current and projected demand for advanced LCD panels." The site and operational plan, meanwhile, for a proposed three-story, 64-room My Place Hotel along the east frontage road of the interstate near Globe Drive in Mount Pleasant, that has support from the village's plan commission. Grant Trenogle is responding to Commissioner Joe Meyer's concern about enough space to put a fire truck in back in case there's an emergency. He included some comments from Community Development Director Sam Schultz. He indicated the site plan could easily be amended.
We're just trying to maximize the parking more in the front and push the building back, and as far as sliding it up and putting that fire access, it wouldn't be an issue.
Because I'm guessing that, and Ed Lockhart's here, so maybe he has a comment in regards to that, because obviously you got to have some pitch for your ladders if it's going to be a three-story.
It shouldn't be a problem, Joe. The site is relatively flat, so just moving the entire site plan forward to allow for that rear access shouldn't be an issue.
The extended stay My Place Hotel to be the first, by the way, in Wisconsin, with a site plan calling for it to encompass about 2.74 acres, just under 29,000 square feet. It's going to be right across from the building in which Foxconn has started technology-related work. 6 o'clock this evening at City Hall in Racine, it'll be the Community Development Committee meeting. On the agenda, among other things, three separate CDBG funding requests for property work. One for $215,000 to rehab 1100 Park Avenue. A second for the same amount of money to rehab 1101 Grand Avenue. And the third request is for $50,000 to tear down 1624 Phillips and 1521 Packard Avenues for later construction of single-family homes. And there's also public comments on the 2018 annual action plan that relates to CDBG, home, and ESG funding. The totals on that, just over $2.6 million. Racine County Sheriff's deputies revive a man using Narcan Wednesday morning after he'd reportedly passed out for unknown reasons. Sheriff's Department's Communications Center out at Ives Grove getting a call just after 7 o'clock in the morning. Sky had been talking for several minutes and then just passed out, and he couldn't be awakened. Deputies went to the 24,000 block of West Overson Road in the town of Norway, found him unconscious. He was breathing sporadically, just wouldn't wake up. A couple of doses of Narcan, he did. He's 30 years old. He's from Waukesha. He's in jail, put there by the Department of Corrections, drug-related charges, and a hold on probation parole. Racine police officer accused of using excessive force on a high school student back in 2015 bound over for trial after his preliminary hearing. Brunel neighbors entering not guilty pleas to misconduct in public office, misdemeanor battery, and disorderly conduct. He is accused of punching the 14-year-old student who was in handcuffs and pushing him into a locker door. A status conference in that case is scheduled for June the 8th. Well, Wisconsin's got a new Department of Corrections secretary coming in, Governor Scott Walker naming Kathy Jess to take over for John Lischer. Jess has been the deputy secretary of DOC since February 2016. The statement announcing her appointment does not indicate, however, why Lischer is leaving. Well, the unemployment rates in all of the area municipalities in Kenosha and Racine counties declined in April when compared to March and for the figures from a year ago. Here's the breakdown from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
According to the State Department of Workforce Development, the jobless rate in Racine was 4.1%, down 7/10 from March and 8/10 lower than a year ago. In Caledonia, the rate was 6/10 lower than a year ago. It was down 5/10 in Mount Pleasant, 7/10 in Kenosha, and 4/10 in Oak Creek. The jobless rate in Racine County in April was 3.2%, down 7/10 from a year ago, and the rate was 3% in Kenosha County, down 8/10. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
In Union Grove, the Chamber of Commerce holding a forum last night inside the high school's performance center for the candidates who want to be the president and trustees on the new governing board that voters approved when they decided the town ought to incorporate as a village. First 40 minutes dedicated to the village presidency, many of the questions focusing in on development in relation to Foxconn and other things, but also trying to maintain the small community vision. James Fox talking about limited growth development by the interstate.
The furthest point west of the interstate for our current industrial developments is approximately 6/10 of a mile at its deepest point. And I think that the community is anxious to contain it to that range, and it's a responsibility of the Planning Commission and the board to take and drop those boundaries as it develops.
Jerry Grun mentioning industrial growth by the interstate that would help out the tax base.
As far as our tax base goes, with very little services that will be required to help that out there. So the fire and rescue department will have to deal with those buildings on the interstate, but we don't have to provide schools for them. There are so many more issues there, and the tax base that the town or the village will gain from any industry that goes in on the interstate will help everybody in this room. It will help all of our taxes.
After questions to the candidates for Yorkville Village President, six candidates for Village Trustee offered up their thoughts on different issues. The special election is June the 12th. And the Green Bay Packers have installed LED field lights at historic Lambeau Field that'll be brighter and less expensive to operate. The new fixture is going to cut usage by 60%. They're expected to last for several decades, according to the report by Milwaukee Biz Times. Parts for the previous lights were becoming costly and hard to find, according to officials. Packers also in the process of replacing the turf, switching from Grassmaster to Sisgrass. The surface, though, to include grass interwoven with synthetic fibers, that will essentially stay the same. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.